Today is the last Sunday for the Redemptive Family devotional series. And I will be talking to you with the title of Over to You, What You Can Do. We all know that family can be the source of happiness or sadness. It is said that the Roman Empire came to an end because of the destruction of families. At the time of destruction, a Roman citizen said, "Please secure our families. May God send families of prayer to Rome." This strong empire collapsed, not through the external pressures, but the internal pressures. Strong families are the most fundamental and significant group here on the earth. Our Redemptive Family series will have been encouraged and challenged that many of us will be different as a result. We have been given this time and this opportunity to understand the importance of the family. And many of us have realized that we need the assistance of all of our church members, different age groups, and cultural groups in Christ. As you know, the first family started with Adam and Eve. Later, God wanted the people of Israel to continue to follow Him as children of God. In the process, God selected Moses as his servant. However, Moses had difficulty being the only leader for this large family of God. For the family of God, our Lord sent Jethro, father-in-law of Moses, to advise him. Jethro said in Exodus chapter 18, verse 17 to 21, "What you are doing is not good. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Teach them laws and select capable men from all the people. Appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens." Using this model had helped the people of Israel to be well organized into a family of God who have effectively formed the church. Many contemporary churches have used this model of selecting leaders within the church to help groups in the church. Also, in many churches, home or growth groups follow this model. Through the meetings of home groups, members are given the time and opportunity to get to know each other better. When I served as a pastor about 15 years ago, I volunteered to take the position of the home group coordinator. After I started reorganizing the groups, I realized that the number of church members had grown. Later, I realized most of the new people attended the church through the home groups, in which we were acting like family groups within the wider church. In some ways, I believe that our church, Grey Friars, is a good example of this, because I have seen some new people attending our church through our growth groups, ESO, international groups, youth and children ministries. I pray that our God will help more people to attend Grey Friars through our growth groups so that they can become members of our church and join the family of God. Sometimes people go looking for a perfect church, When I was a student at later college, I talked with students about this, but we could not come to a conclusion as to why people moved around looking for their perfect church. Later, I read about a man who asked Charles Spurgeon, a famous English speaker and pastor in the 19th century in England, about the perfect church. Charles Spurgeon answered, "The day we find the perfect church, it becomes imperfect the moment we join in." I also believe that there's no perfect church at all here on the earth. However, we can make a good church if we work together by the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why we are here together, to make a good and a godly church here in this place. Some of you might have heard about Los Angeles New City Church in the USA. The church just started with 20 people, but they gathered together often for the purpose of making a good church. Later, the church had grown to 400 people. It is said that many in the church are so very proud of their diversity. The members are composed of a variety of ethnic groups, including Europeans, African Americans, Latin Americans, and Asians. Also, many different kinds of classes of people, such as the rich, the poor, and the homeless, and yet they would all gather together, working to make a better church through their worships and meetings. As a family of God, I believe that our purpose here is to build a good and a godly church today. The question is, what we can do better to serve God's purpose? Number one, we are told that we must accept change for our Lord Jesus. The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 11 says, "Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins." We know from the Old Testament that before our Lord Jesus was sent, believers of God were told to keep all the laws that God commanded. They offered their sacrifices to God for their sins to be forgiven. However, Jesus sacrificed himself for people to be forgiven. He fulfilled all of God's requirements for us. After the sacrifice and the resurrection of Jesus, believers of Christ still fulfill God's law through Christ. The change we need to accept for our Lord Jesus is known as the grace of God. As children of God, we worship God through our faith in Christ, not through sacrifices, as believers in the Old Testament did. Sometimes it is hard for us to embrace a new change. But believers of Christ must accept this change for our Lord Jesus. Before I became a Christian, my family did not believe in God. We believed in Buddha and worshipped idols. Later, we accepted Jesus as our personal Savior and Lord. My family no longer followed the way or beliefs and traditions of Buddhism. Sometimes, our choices to become Christians were disliked by Buddhist neighbors in our community. But we survived with the help of other believers of Christ in Korea, who encouraged our family to continue to live and follow our Lord Jesus. As family of God in this congregation, we also will endure hardships and need to take responsibility of supporting other believers because we are children of God. As children of God, number two, we must each do what is right. As members of the family of God, we are responsible for looking after our own church members so that they can continue to follow God themselves. Thanks to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are saved and given a new life. So we need to share this grace with others through our church families. Our reward is that as believers, we will be able to enter the most holy place through Jesus our Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 and 20 says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body." Hebrews 9 verse 28 says, "Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people." Jesus died once to save his people from their sins, so that believers could come to God through Christ. Our job, with the help of our church family, is to help others to come to God through Christ our Lord. Through Jesus, we are given a sincere and trusting heart. This means that even though we may have difficult times in this life and in this world, we are, as believers in Christ, given hope through his grace. There was a shoeshine boy who had to walk because his father was in prison because of heavy debts from others. The boy cleaned and polished shoes from the early morning to the late evening. It was a hard job, but he was happy and smiled all the time at his work. Sometimes people asked, "What makes you happy in spite of the hard job?" He answered, "I am not shining shoes. I am shining hopes." His name was Charles Dickens, the writer of Oliver Twist, who later created some of the world's best-known fictional characters in the 19th century in England. We don't need to be afraid of the existence of dark clouds because we know the shining and bright sun is behind the clouds. Believers of God need not to be afraid of troubles and hardships because there is still our powerful and magnificent Lord behind in this world. Our Lord Jesus is our support to help us to get over all kinds of troubles. As a boy, Charles discovered the hope in the shoes. So believers of Christ find the hope through Christ, our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus says in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, "In this world, you'll have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Remember that even after all these years, our Jesus is still here with us and helping us to succeed in this world. And thus, number three, we still need the help of our family in God. We still need the help of our family in God. We cannot be a redemptive family on our own. We need the help of our brothers and sisters in Christ. We are all here on the same boat. And our Lord Jesus is our captain. He has been taking us to the place where we are to live with him forever. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." This means that we are to help and support each other with God's love and good deeds. I remembered reading a story of Pihi bird in a book. According to the legend, the Pihi bird has only one wing. The male bird has a right wing, and the female bird has a left wing. So they cannot fly alone. They can only fly together. Based on love and cooperation, they can go anywhere. But they cannot do anything if they do not help each other. I believe that this is a good illustration for children of God. Like the Pihi bird, we might have one wing. And thus, if we need to go somewhere or walk to the glory of God, we need the help of others. We need to walk together because no one can do everything alone. We need to cooperate with each other in this world. We are children of God. We are God's family through Christ. Hebrews 10, verse 25 says, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing." Imagine a family where one member does not want anything to do with the others. For example, he or she does not want to speak or have meals together or want any relationship with the rest of the family. It would be hard to say that he or she is a part of the family. A member of family is encouraged to make his or her own efforts to get to know others better through meetings, meals, and cooperations. As a family of God, as we are here, each one of us is tasked to do his or her own best to live and work for God. Through our church services, our meetings, our godly ministries, ESOL, growth group, youth and children walks, and other services within the church. Because we are children of God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ within our church family. Hebrews 10, verse 25 says, "Let us encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching." We do not know when our Lord is coming back, but we do know he will come. As a family of God, we know that we sometimes have a disagreement and fight, but we can overcome because we are family. In the meantime, we need to walk together toward helping each other, and we need to expand our support to our wider community. We need to encourage each other to continue to live and work for God because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for being here in this space with us today. As a believer of God, I am grateful to you for what you have done for us. Thank you for allowing us to be a family of God within our church. As brothers and sisters of Christ, I ask you to help us continue to live and walk together to the glory of God. We still need your assistance and guidance. Bless us and make us disciples of Christ so that we can follow you at all times. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.